Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What is happening in the Christian world? People are becoming astonished and amazed as to what is happening to the establishment Christianity, Catholicism, and Protestantism, and the various branches of those. It seems as though that they are having a very difficult time retaining those coming to church, and it's really becoming a great problem. And did you know that Jesus even asked the question, when the Son of Man returns, will he find the true faith on earth? Because you look around, and what is Christian today is almost anyone who is living a halfway decent life. You never hear anything about the commandments of God, the laws of God. No, you hear about Christian values. You hear about moral ethics. And did you know that this is falling right exactly in line with what Lloyd Gearing wrote in his book, Christianity Without God? Now, can you believe that? Can you imagine that? And there are continuous reports of what's happening in various churches where they hear nice humanist psychological stories about how you can be better, about how you can be great.
All right, just repeat after me. I am strong.
I am strong.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I am secure.
I am secure.
I am talented.
I am talented.
I am creative.
I am creative.
I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
I am focused.
I am focused.
I am valuable.
I am valuable.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am blessed.
I am
excited about my future.
I'm excited about my future.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
All right. How about
that? Thank you, Pastor Joel
Osteen. Now, occasionally, I monitor some of the Sunday-keeping preachers on television, and it's absolutely amazing. It's like one man I recently baptized. He said he got so tired of looking at that young man who all he did was smile and tell you how God is going to do great things for you in this world. And he got tired of the other Protestant ministers that would prance back and forth, carry the Bible in their hands, and rarely read it in a way that helped people. And long before that, he got tired of going to the Catholic Church, where all he heard was a dirge, where all he heard was the rosary and bowing down to idols, and the priest drone on, and giving political messages. And he found Church at Home. Now, Church at Home is specifically designed for the days we are living in, because this world is deceived as never before. And there needs to be a repentance and a return to God, beginning with each individual. Now, let's come to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and let's tie this in with what is happening in the world. Why is Christianity in the world falling apart? What on earth is happening to it? Well, one of these days, I will give you an interesting history of what has happened. And that goes clear back to 1893. Now, let's understand something. God always gives a warning. God always gives a witness. God does not do anything until he has made it known. And in 1893, two major things occurred, which then were challenging to the Protestants. The first one was the Parliament of World's Religions, the very first session in 1893. And this fit in right with Madame Blavatsky, and right in with the theocracy of the elite, and was the beginning of the movement, which Dan has been leading to the world religion, which is being formed today, step by step by step. The other one was the World's Fair. And the Protestants wanted to shut down the fair on Sunday because this is a Christian nation. Well, the Seventh-day Adventists, who were the only known Sabbath keepers at that time, joined in a lawsuit to not shut the World Fair down on Sunday. And their contention was that the Bible shows that the seventh-day Sabbath really is the day that God has given and which God expects Christians to keep. Now, that turned out to be a tremendous witness against the Protestant churches, because Cardinal Gibbons, the Cardinal of Baltimore, Maryland, in the United States, ran a series of articles that were entitled Rome's Challenge to the Protestants. Now, we have that in a booklet. A Sabbath Sunday Controversy You Have Never Read. And that was published four weekly Sabbaths in a row in July in 1893. And the long and short, the summary is this. He said, you search the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and there is not one word in there sanctifying Sunday as a day of worship from the Bible. Sunday worship is a Catholic institution. Then he challenged the Protestants and said, since your motto is sola scriptura, meaning we only go by the scriptures, why is it that you keep Sunday that is a Catholic institution? He said, you're hypocrites and subject to death. Because if you don't keep the Sabbath according to the Bible says you shall die. And it puts the Protestants in a suicidal position and in great conflict against God. Now, isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Because at that time, in 1893, the Protestants considered the Roman Catholic Church to be their arch enemy. And what an amazing thing took place. All the Protestant churches were then asked to publish whether the seventh-day Sabbath was the Sabbath of the Bible or Sunday. And guess what they did? They all admitted that nowhere in the Bible do you find any Sunday keeping. Nowhere do you find that Jesus changed. Nowhere do you find that the Apostle Paul changed. Now, let me tell you a clue. The only way that Sunday worship could be authorized from the Bible would be this. You must find a scripture where Jesus said to this effect. You have heard it said in ancient times, you shall remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But I say to you, I am changing it. You are to venerate Sunday as the weekly Sabbath. Now, nowhere do you find that scripture. So men, not satisfied with repenting and coming to God, they decided, we're going to make the calendar give the appearance that Sunday is the seventh day of the week. And voila, that is the calendar in Europe today, and becoming more and more so in the United States. So when people who have no clue as to what's happened in history and operating just on sheer emotion and feel-goodism, they will look at that calendar and say, well, the Bible says the seventh day, and look on the calendar, Sunday's the seventh day. Voila! What do you know about that? A lying deception. How did that come about? Well, Revelation 12:9 tells us that Satan is actively deceiving the whole world. Let's see how that works. Let's come to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. See, because here at Church at Home, we are set to restoring original Christianity. What did Jesus teach? What did the apostles teach? What did they write? What days did they keep? And that's why we have the book, Called Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? Because there is not one scripture in the Bible authorizing any of the days that are called Christian today. Have you read your Bible recently? Do you really know what it says? Do you accept the notion that the Old Testament has been fulfilled? You don't have to do anything with that? You have been deceived. Oh, but not me. I'm a good person. You have been deceived. Because Satan comes to bring you a benefit. He doesn't tell you that it's going to result in death. He doesn't tell you it's going to result in deception. But he comes with a benefit, which is contrary to the Word of God. Now, any man who is a true minister of Jesus Christ will teach you the truth of the Bible, the truth of God's Word, show you the true way to salvation, not the counterfeits that are in the world. Now, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1, therefore, having this ministry, according as we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted, for we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain. Try that with some of your evangelicals.
I'm already wealthy. I'm loaded. I got more than enough. I'm a blessed man. I didn't come here to get something from you. I didn't ride here on Delta. I rode here on my own airplane. You understand what I'm saying?
It's reported you have a mansion in Atlanta, a multi-million-dollar apartment in New York, a private jet. Why would a minister, a guy speaking the word, anyone speaking the word of the Lord, need that?
Well, first of all, the private jet is owned by the church. I don't own it personally.
I didn't ride here on Delta. I rode here on my own airplane. My own airplane.
Not walking in cunning craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. And let me tell you something that is so important. That's what most of the so-called Christian preachers in the world do today. Every single Sunday keeper that says God has authorized Sunday is handling the word of God deceitfully. Yet it is the truth of God, from the God of truth, who cannot lie. Now you think about an upside-down, topsy-turvy world. Continuing now, as Paul was teaching and preaching, by manifestation of the truth. And that's what we do here at Church at Home. There are no politics. There's no merchandising. There is no greed for dishonest gain. We are not supporting any political party. We are supporting God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the soon coming kingdom of God. Because anything else is a lying deception. Let's continue on. We are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. Now, we're in contact with people now who are doing the right thing. They are doing what the Apostle Paul commended the Bereans for doing, searching the Scriptures daily whether these things are so or not. Because they prove all things by the Scriptures. They compare and they listen. What is true? What is not? What is right? What does the Bible say? However, those out there in the Christian world today are in this condition. Verse 3, but if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing, and whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those who do not believe. Now, if you don't believe what the Bible says, there is an automatic blinding that comes. And Satan the devil is right there. Because you see, the whole world is in the power of the wicked one. Now notice, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That you would begin to understand the truth. Now what has to happen when you begin to do that? Well, there are a lot of people who have taken the first step. And today, the modern name for them is nuns. Not N-U-N-S, as in nuns in the Catholic Church, but N-O-N-E-S. And there's an article in March issue of Time magazine, which has this title, The Rise of the Nun. Now, I want to read you this quote. These experts provide an example of a very American trending away from organized religion, yet seeking rich, if unorthodox, ways to build spiritual lives. And that's exactly what Church at Home is all about. The fastest growing religious group in the U.S. is a category of people who say they have no religious affiliation, and that's why they're called nuns. None of this. They're tired of being manipulated. They're tired of being robbed. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of all the sins and hypocrisy in the congregation and the sins and hypocrisy from the ministry. Now, there are some out there trying to do good, but if they would really believe God, they would turn to the Bible and believe it. Now, that's going to cost them. And if you're going to follow the true teachings of Jesus Christ, you have got to repent and forsake your way. And it's so bad in the churches called Christian today that people can see the hypocrisy. They can see the lies. And if they've been there for any length of time, then they know that these people are not converted. They're all operating off of emotion. Now, that's why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because if you are in that position and you are wondering what on earth is taking place in the world today? What is taking place in Christianity today? Where are we in prophecy? Then what you need to do is get the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Now continuing on with this article. But as the not church community shows, many of those who have given up on organized religion have not given up on faith. And only 4% are atheists. Now, this last 10 years have been particularly challenging for organized religion in the U.S., from Catholic sex abuse scandals to entanglement of faith in heated political campaigns, resulting in a sort of participation crash. People are tired of having religion used to run their lives, and they no longer want to participate in the things that are going on. This is why Church at Home. When you start anew, you have to scrap all that you thought was the way to God, and you have to go to the Word of God. The hunger for spiritual connection and community hasn't gone away. My sense is that for most, they're not rejecting God. They're rejecting organized religion as being too rigid and dogmatic. So this is why Church at Home. And then, if you're really searching for the truth, we can help you, but you have one requirement you need to do. You need to prove all things by searching the Scriptures. And you need to have faith in God the Father and Jesus Christ, not in any man. Any man who is going to teach you the truth will teach you what God wants you to learn. You see, because a minister is only a steward of God. And a steward is someone who has been given authority by the owner of his property, by the owner of his work, to work for him to increase his wealth, to increase what he is doing. And what he will do is this. He's going to teach the truth, going to teach the righteousness of God. So as you examine the different religion, as you examine different ones, what are they teaching? What are they preaching? How are they doing it? Keep in mind Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Because it talks about here the reason for apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers is this. Ephesians 4 and verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints before God. Because, see, the truth is this. You need to have your relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Not with men, not with a church, but you start at Church at Home. Then you can meet and fellowship with people who are of the same mind, guided by the Spirit of God to the same purpose. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ are those true believers who have been baptized and have received the Holy Spirit of God. For the edifying, that is the upbuilding, to show and to teach how you can constantly grow in grace and knowledge and improve your relationship with God. And that has to start at home. Church at home. Until we all come into the unity of the faith, I must grow in grace and knowledge as you must grow in grace and knowledge continually. Because the Word of God is given by the eternal mind of God and Jesus Christ. And it is layered with much, much meaning. The Bible is the greatest book in the world. and God has given it as a personal, written message to you. That's why it is such a horrible thing for men to change the Word of God, to misinterpret the Word of God, to give the things as truth which are not truth. Verse 13 again. Until we come into the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, stature of the fullness of Christ. Now here's a warning. So that we no longer be children tossed and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men in cunning craftiness with a view to the systematizing of the error, but holding the truth in love, may in all things grow up into him who is the head, even Christ. So that's the goal and purpose of Church at Home. Are you a nun? Are you tired and saying, no more of these organized church activities, which are used to manipulate the mind, manipulate the emotions, extract the money, establish a political base or whatever it may be, then welcome to Church at Home and welcome to cbcg.org. Now, remember the books that we have advertised, Sabbath Sunday Controversy, Lord, What Should I Do? And also, You Need the Holy Bible in Its Original Order. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.